This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Welcome back. It is Ink Radio. Today from Unconscious Content, it's an event in the Hollywood Hills at the Beard Club Manor from Chris Stoikos, my new friend. I make a lot of friends. I have amazing friends. I think I've just made another one. Jamie Smart, author of the book Clarity, Clear Mind, Better Performance, Bigger Results. And Chris, read your book a few years back. You heard podcast. You were like, hey, I want to go to that event. All the way from London you flew out. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Now, you said something during the commercial break. I want you to just repeat that because we get to talk sometimes during the commercial breaks, and it's so important what gets said, right? Continue.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed is that when people hear what Chris and I are saying, so, you know, that money or possessions or relationships or even success can't fill a hole, but people try to, what people often hear is, oh, I shouldn't want money, or I shouldn't want a nice car, or I shouldn't want a relationship. And that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is the more you realize that you already have the feelings of that within you, you already right. have the clarity, the peace, the security, the love, the creativity and resourcefulness and resilience already within you, the more you're able to see that, the more freedom you have to create whatever makes sense to you, whatever matters to you. Like if I look at what Chris and his team have created, it's amazing. By getting clarity, they've freed themselves to create what they want to create.
You know, it's interesting. The I think it's the Japanese, their philosophy is the desire of wanting something is greater than actually the feeling of having it. So that's why they give you lots of little bits and pieces of food, because you mm-hmm. take that bite and you go, oh, that was so good, I want more, right?
Yeah.
So they're always leaving you wanting more. And then the sad thing is, in so many people, once they get what they have tried to get out of their life, whatever they thought would give them happiness, they get there and they go, okay, well, now I have everything and I'm still not happy. I'm still the same jerk I was before, because we know inside. And my example for that is when I was in high school as a young guy, I remember thinking to myself, I can't wait to be a senior in high school. I just can't wait to be a senior. The seniors are men and I can't wait to be a man. And when I became a senior, the first day at school, I went back to school and on the way there, I thought to myself, I'm a senior today and today I'm a man. And I got to school and I realized I'm the same jerk I was last year. Hmm. It was my perception. It was what I wanted. But once I got it, it really wasn't the happiness I needed. So then now that started me on another journey. What do I really want out of life, right? Mm-hmm. And so people in business, if we get back to the part of Ink Magazine and the Ink Media, the group that tries to help people understand themselves, first you must understand what you want out of your business. The same thing, right?
Absolutely.
So talk about this book and your, I guess, the genesis of this book. Tell me about this.
Yeah, well, so
Clarity.
I had, funnily enough, I had grown my first business, very successful, an educational product business, and I read the book, The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, and his kind of thesis is, you know, create mini adventures so you can go and have really exciting experiences in life. So I was on my first mini adventure, which, you know, I had my business running on autopilot, and I was on a 3-month ski holiday, and I was like, this is going to be fantastic. Finally, I will be experiencing true success. But after 6 weeks, I was bored, my feet hurt, I was distracted, and I felt off track. And I thought, this isn't it either. And so I had to go on a journey. And what I discovered is that I'd been like the guy looking under the lamppost. I'd been looking outside myself for the things that can only be found within.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. There are lots of things that can be found outside. Lamborghinis.
right, exactly. Those
can definitely be found outside, but the feelings of peace, security, clarity, and success can only be found inside. And what I find a lot of times, Alan, is that like many of my clients are people who have grown incredible success in their business and found themselves at the same place where they've got the external trappings of success, but they're not having an experience of success. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people come to me is so that they're having a more successful experience of life.
Clear mind, better performance, bigger results. Give me your thumbnail sketch of this book.
It's basically a book of a journey that the reader can go on to see through the misunderstandings, the conditioning, the domestication that Chris was talking about, to see through that and connect with your true nature, to connect with that authenticity, that security. Now, here's the interesting thing about it. For a long time, people have known that there's a connection between a clear mind, good performance, and good results. That's nothing new.
Right.
The thing that's different about this book is there's nothing to practice, nothing to memorize, no tips or techniques, nothing like that, because it's what I call an understanding model. You're going to have insights and realizations as you read it, and they're going to take things off your mind automatically. So it's an automatic implementation book. You don't have to practice it. You read it, you follow your curiosity, you explore the ideas in it, and it implements automatically.
And you gain better understanding about yourself, I assume.
Absolutely, yeah. About yourself and about life. And as a result, what we often find is that people experience deeper connections with others. You know, that love and connection.
Sure. Like I described
you were talking
about with Chris, yeah.
That's what people find there. So they're more engaged with life, more engaged with the people around them, more engaged with themselves.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, all the way from London, we have Jamie Smart. He is the author of Clarity. I understand you have a new book coming out.
Yeah, my new book, Results, Think Less, Achieve More, is coming out in November. We're really excited about it.
Awesome. Well, let's just see. November. So I'm going to get you back on when that happens, because that's just right around the corner.
Right on.
Well, Jamie Smart, you are just a pleasure to meet. I can't wait. I have a copy of your book right here in front of me, and I can't wait to read it. And I'm having fun here. How about you? Unconscious Content, right?
Having a great time. And the thing that's really struck me, like, I'd seen the videos and I'd heard Chris talk on the podcast and that sort of thing, so I'd already warmed to it. But being here, being with these people, and really experiencing what they've created, it's really touching.
Thanks for being with us. All right, I'm Alan Taylor. There's more here from the Beard Manor in the Hollywood Hills at Unconscious Content, where everyone's sharing. We'll be right back. We'll share with you some more.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.